We had a great season last year with my K24 swapped Honda Civic. We were competitive in Club TR Time Attack, fighting for wins at every event, and taking a record at Lime Rock to finish off the season. But it's time to retire this car from Time Attack. Because I want to take it to the next level. I want to take this car wheel-to-wheel racing with Gridlite Touring Cup Series.
Gridlife Touring Cup, also known as GLTC, is Gridlife's wheel-to-wheel racing series where modified street cars compete together on a track going head-to-head Formula One style. GLTC is a power-to-weight class to keep the playing field even amongst the competitors. This series has blown up in popularity in recent seasons, with some races having up to 50 cars on the track at the same time. But before we can take the Civic door-to-door in this hyper-competitive Touring Cup class, we need to fix some of the abuse that this car has taken from the last season.
The Civic has taken a lot of abuse over the years of tracking it now, I think on my third or fourth season. So before we get into any modifications and upgrades to the car, we need to look over the engine and make sure everything is still healthy. The engine bay gets quite dirty over the course of the season because, well, it's a white engine bay. So it shows leaks really easily so I can find where it's leaking while I'm trackside. But also it's good at the end of the season to see where all of the dirt is built up and where all the oil is built up and see about fixing any long-term issues. We should probably also do a compression check on the engine just to make sure that the engine is still healthy. The first thing I notice is a little chunk of tire rubber inside the alternator. There we go. And also some grass, no doubt, from multiple excursions off track. This is probably from mid-Ohio. That's what all this soot is coming from. Is the steering rack down there. Looks like there's a bunch of oil on top of the trans. So it looks like the steering rack is leaking a bit over by the driver's side. I've been kind of needing to replace the steering rack anyway, so probably need to add that to my list, but we'll get to that later. Let's do a compression check. The valve cover gasket does appear to be leaking around these spark plug grommets at least, but that's pretty typical with a lot of heat. This car only sees red line really, so makes sense. We'll change out that valve cover gasket. Spark plug looks pretty good, honestly. The tune looks perfect. It doesn't look lean and it doesn't look rich. These plugs should last like 100,000 miles, so we'll be good with these. . 170 feels a little low. I feel like Hondas are usually a little higher compression than that, but it's what matters is that the cylinders are even with each other. That'll tell us if something's leaking, head gasket, something like that, but I mean, this motor's been through two seasons. Piston rings are probably a little worn. And last cylinder is about 185, 190, so they're all roughly around that 180 mark. This first cylinder over here is a little bit lower, but I'm not too worried about it. It's probably fine. Hopefully for another season. And if it's not, these motors are like $800. You know, seal this thing back up and get the car up on the lift and start inspecting underneath. A little bit of, looks like power steering fluid from the rack. This side looks good. Man, these rotors though, maybe one or two more track days left on them. All the bushings still look good. Very dry back here, I like that. Very small brakes too. This all looks good. Looks like the exhaust is hitting on my control arm a little bit, but there's not much I can do about that. Oh, the hanger came off. That'll do it. This side's a little dusty, a little sooty. Probably from the power steering leak. This is also where we had that oil leak issue earlier in the year. But looks like my trailing arm has finally decided to let go. Yeah, it is cracking right there. So it's not a very common failure with Civics, but it is a known failure. The rear trailing arms were designed for 195 all seasons on a regular Honda Civic. But when you throw on some really grippy, wider tires, it puts a lot more load onto the trailing arm. And all of that extra high G-force load pushing on the trailing arm actually cracks the structure of the trailing arm itself. So basically, we need to weld in reinforcement brackets to make the trailing arm stronger because it was never meant to hold this amount of grip. So we're gonna have to take that off, and it also looks like my wheel bearing is bad. I don't know if you can hear that, but need to replace the wheel bearing anyway, so we can do that all together. So time to remove the trailing arm and re-weld it up so that it's stronger. Now we have the rear trailing arms out of the car, we can see this crack a little bit easier, and it's definitely going to need to be repaired. It's not a super common issue with these cars, but it does happen sometimes, enough that a company in Australia actually makes a support brace that you can weld in place right here. Now, unfortunately, because they're in Australia, we have to wait for shipping across the world, so that's going to take some time. So I'm just going to leave those there for now while we wait for shipping, and I have called up my friend Mark, and he's come by here. Picked up a nice rack from Advance Auto. Mark, that's a really nice rack you've got right there. And that's gonna fix our leaking steering rack by just replacing it with an entirely new one. It's a little tight in there. It's almost like this chassis wasn't meant to have a K-series transmission over here. So we're going to drop the subframe but not remove it, just lower it down enough to be able to get the steering rack to hopefully slide out. Now we have the steering rack down, we have a little bit more clearance, maybe about 6 to 8 inches of clearance, so we have a lot more access to the steering rack as well. We have everything still hooked up to the subframe, we just have it drop down. Hopefully that gives us enough room. Now that we have the old rack out, we can see one major difference between the old rack and the new rack, and that is the cleanliness level. The new rack looks way nicer. It will probably only last about 1 mile down the road. But for now, it looks really clean, and that makes me happy. But also, this new rack doesn't leak, and I think the old rack leaks out of this seal right here, based on the spread of where all of the soot and dirt and grime and stuff has been growing. I know it's not out of the fittings. I did my best to make sure that they wasn't leaking out of there when I was driving it before. So we kind of had to do this. We had to take it apart, if anything, to rebuild it. But this is not an OEM rack anyway, so it makes sense to just replace it entirely, which we're doing here with this rack. So now I just need to move our adjustable tie rod ends over to the new one and move these fittings over. So this is a steering rack spacer, and this goes right onto the rack to basically limit the amount of travel that the rack has to move. And the reason you'd want to do that is because the tires can contact the frame, and you don't want that to happen. So you want the steering rack to lock that before the tire contacts the frame, which is why I have some spacers in here. But these spacers have seen a lot of track use, and they have started to show some age. And we also need to pad it out a little bit more. I only had them on one side because I only had 4 spacers at the time when I installed them. And we need more than that. So I want to install new spacers on both sides. And these little guys here cost like $17 for a pack of 2, and I need 6 of them. So we're going to make our own out of some plastic PVC pipe. Now we're going to take the boots off of our new steering rack and put the spacers in there, and then we can reinstall it. Now that we have the steering rack in, we can put the tie rod ends on. We counted, and by we, I mean Mark, when we removed the tie rod ends, how many turns it was to have this put on there. We counted about 23 turns, so we're gonna put these on the new rack at 23 turns, and that should get our alignment pretty close.
23.
Perfectly aligned. Okay, so now we've got the steering rack installed in the car, and now we need some fluid. And historically, I have been running Volvo fluid. This is CHF202. This is what the pump calls for. It's a European blend, and unfortunately, this fluid has eaten out the seals on my old power steering rack, which is why we've had to replace it. So I'm not gonna put this fluid back into it. I have ordered Honda power steering fluid, and that should hopefully get us taken care of there. So while we're waiting on shipping for that, guess what else has arrived? The Honed Developments support brace brackets that we're gonna weld into these rear trailing arms. So now I can get started on this. I go through wheel bearings about once a year. I just replaced the other side a couple events ago. It's very hard on rear wheel bearings, just because of how much grip is in the back, and these were never intended for that much grip. So I have one of those coming. It'll get here Thursday, so I'll be able to replace this wheel bearing. Probably gonna be done with the fabrication by then. Okay, now that we have the trailing arm stripped down, we're gonna get started on the repair. Before I weld in that support bracket, I need to fix the crack. So I'm gonna bend the crack back with a wrench, hopefully, and then weld it back so it is all back to OEM spec, and then I'm going to weld in the brace. Okay, so this is the support gusset. It is the proper thickness, it is the proper size, and it also has these cutouts at certain angles so that it doesn't add extra stresses on certain areas. Engineering stuff, which is why I didn't just make a piece of metal myself, rather I bought it from engineers, and I'll just weld it in. Oh, there's another crack down there. Okay, now that I've got that welded, I'm gonna be putting some dowel in this thing. So that's not the only weak point. There's actually a ton of weak points in this rear trailing arm. The next weak point is where the hub mounts to the trailing arm. There's these little holes right here, there's actually four of them, where the hub bolts to the trailing arm. So there's four bolts. The top bolt and the bottom bolt are known to crack as well. Thankfully, mine has not cracked yet, but we're gonna support it now so that it never cracks. And we're gonna do that with this dowel here. That is the exact diameter of that hole. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna weld a washer to one end of this so that I can feed a bolt in the other end. And this spindle will basically be held by both the trailing arm and then the backside of the trailing arm with this dowel. So I'll have that in there, and then obviously I'm gonna cut it down and weld that to the trailing arm so that those bolts are supported by two sheets of metal rather than just one. So I'll do that for the top one and the bottom one. No need to do it for the other two because there's not really a ton of load in that direction. I ordered this to be not only the correct outer diameter to fit in the trailing arm, but also the correct inner diameter so that it fits inside of this nut. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna run that nut basically on that side. We have a washer for the back side. Now, unfortunately, I didn't order the exact right dimensions for the washer, so that's less satisfying. It has a little bit of overhang, so I'm gonna weld this on here, and then I'm gonna have to grind off the edges a little bit so that it can fit in that hole. Okay, now that we have the washer welded on the back side of this, we have a lot of raw exposed metal. So I'm just gonna paint that side since it's about to go in there and I won't be able to access it for paint later. Now we have the other dowel made. I'm going to let that cool off, and now this paint has dried, so the timing is working out flawlessly, and we can put that in there. I need to sand down the metal here so that I can weld to it. Okay, we have finished welding in the support for the upper and lower bolts of the hub, and we also have the lower bracket down here. So now it's time to move over to this side of the trailing arm where I clearly have a rubber bushing, and that's no good. Track cars, you want to have spherical so there's no deflection. Mostly in the rear, it's gonna deflect a little bit under braking, so it's gonna make the car a little loose. So we're gonna change that out with a spherical bearing, and you need a specialized tool to do that, which is this device right here. It's a little press. You put this little piece in here onto the trailing arm, and you press it out. But honestly, there's another method, and I think it's far more effective. And that is to beat it out with a hammer. So obviously the old bushing, which was just pressed into this slot right here, is not how the new one is installed. We have these two little bolt holes on the side. So this will center into that same slot, and then we drill two holes on both sides there, and they bolt up. Okay, with our spherical joint in, that leaves one final thing to this trailing arm, and that is a brace that goes across the whole length of the arm. I do have a small one here that I have added since I did that little notch there to clear out the big wheels. So I'm gonna have to grind this out, take this out, and replace it with a much bigger one. So this will go the entire length of it. And despite what you might think, it's not to support the backside of the trailing arm. It is to support this part of the trailing arm from bending. So this just gives it, basically it boxes it in, so it becomes a lot more structurally sound, so it's less prone to bending. So we want this to be super strong. Sometimes it'll smoke a ton when I'm welding, usually on this bottom side, because I think there's still kind of like oil and soot in the bottom part of the control arm from my power steering leak and also the axle seal leak that I had last year. Still a little bit of residual oil in there, and it's just burning off now. If you remember earlier in this episode when we took the very wobbly wheel bearing off, it has seen better days. But we need the studs off of this wheel bearing, so we're gonna switch it over to our new wheel bearing, which is this box right here. Honda discontinued the wheel bearing. I like running the OEM wheel bearings because they last a little bit longer on this car. And I was unable to get OEM wheel bearings, but I found their supplier, which is NTN, if you were wondering. And guess where I got this NTN bearing from? Advance Auto. So yeah, in a way, I got an OEM Honda wheel bearing from Advance Auto. So there we go. It looks beautiful. It has all the right stampings. So now we just have to change those studs around and then throw it on the trailing arm.
Four.
So the electric power steering pump is mounted in the rear. I have it basically for weight distribution and the lightest point on the car, which is right there. So that's where we have it mounted, which means we have power steering lines running from the rack back to this pump. And rather than dealing with making the engine bay super messy and dealing with how tight the spaces are, we're gonna deal with how tight the spaces are in the scaffolding in the back. That way I'm just dealing with just the pump and I can get access to the lines. This is the CHF fluid. So this is the European blend. It's actually looking pretty dirty. Okay, we got one quart in there, and we have Luke in the front seat. He's gonna be assisting me, my power assist. He's gonna turn the wheel left and right, which is gonna move fluid through the rack. So all the old and dirty, non-power steering rack friendly fluid will come out of this hose. I feel like my car is sick. It's coming out like this green diarrhea. It's disgusting. Okay, so now I think we're pretty much flushed. I think the old European fluid is out. It looks like somebody ate something that they shouldn't have. So I've rehooked up the old line and I'll top it off and let it kind of purge itself of all the air before I kind of close it all off and bolt it back up. And I think we will be good with all fresh Honda fluid. And hopefully it doesn't burn out my pump. I have obviously been running Valvoline transmission fluid in this car for last season. I've been running a really thin fluid, a 7590, which is like one of the thinnest fluids that you should run in a transmission. And the reason for that is to limit my drivetrain loss. The thinner the fluid, the less drivetrain loss you have going through the transmission. So now that I'm going to GLTC, I actually am limited to a power to weight, and this car makes a little bit too much power for that class. So we can take away a couple horsepower. Rather than detuning it, I'd rather make the engine safer by running a thicker fluid. So we're gonna run 85-140, which is gonna take a little bit of the horsepower away, but in exchange for that, it's going to protect the transmission a lot more. So we're gonna go for a less high performance oil as opposed to the higher performance oil before in order to protect the transmission for a little bit longer. For oil, we're gonna run Valvoline. Shocker. But we're no longer gonna be running Speed Sauce. This was the special blend that we made to make sure that we eked out just as much horsepower as we could. Might have been worth one or two horsepower. We never really did confirm with the dyno. But since I have to reduce my power a little bit anyway, I can go back to the off-the-shelf VR1, which I'm actually super happy about because it's very convenient because I can just go to Advance and buy it. And I have quite the stock, which I need because it has like an 11 quart capacity. So we're gonna take the Speed Sauce out and run a little bit thicker VR1 1030. And it's blue. Yeah. Okay, so we have to change out these tires since they are obviously last season's tires. Rubber degrades over time, so even if these were fresh tires, I'd want to change them out. If you want to be competitive anyway. So we're going to take these tires off, but I'm going to experiment a little bit with a different brand. It seems that most guys in the GLTC class run Kumho tires, while as in Club TR, you're required to run the Falcon tires because it is a class tire. So everybody was on these tires in Club TR. In GLTC, there's like 10 different tires that I can run. So I'm going to start experimenting around, trying different stuff. So we're going to mount on these Kumho V730. The tire to run could be different next week. It seems to be that way with tires. But same size, 255, 255. The Kumhos actually look a little bit skinnier than the Falcons, but supposedly the pace is there, maybe worth a tenth or 2/10 of a second. We will find out. So we're gonna mount them on anyway, since we have to put fresh tires on anyway.
Here it comes. Perfectly balanced. Perfectly balanced. Perfectly balanced.
Yeah.
It's always satisfying seeing those double zeros.
One more step. We tape the weights on. That way the heat from the brake rotors and all that don't make these wheel weights fall off, which has happened to me multiple times. Okay, so the rears were running 225. So it's a little bit of a stretch because it's on a 9-inch wheel. So this one's a little bit harder to set the bead. Nope, big air leak. We have one. We moved the Civic over to the other side of our shop because there's an Evo on that side of the shop. I feel like that thing's always broken. We'll get to that later. I'm going to put the Kumos onto this car so that we can do an alignment, so fresh tires. For a fresh alignment, because the tire wear can actually change how the alignment sits. So we're going to put fresh tires on before we do alignment. That's the general rule of thumb. I try to do that if I can. And then we'll be done. All right, well, that's that. Alignment is done. Steering rack is done. Rear trailing arm is fixed. Oh boy, what a video. We've finally got the car back to its prime form. We're ready for another season. We do have some improvements we need to do, but I think before we do that, we should make sure that all of this stuff is working as it should. So maybe we should take this thing to the track, yeah?